Ronan Kelly is here again with It Says in the Papers.
Today's Irish Times has a photo of a group of women pictured from behind standing in a doorway. What's happening is that they're queuing to view an apartment. Beside the photo is an article on the difficulties of renting. It features one German student who sent 250 requests for accommodation before managing to get an apartment with two others at €1,800 per month per person. They have it until December. Still on housing, the Irish Examiner front page has the story that there's to be a €50,000 grant to refurbish vacant properties across the country. It's a bid to bring unoccupied buildings back into use as family homes. Meanwhile, the Irish Independent front page tells us that a government plan to encourage developers to build apartments is failing. The Independent says developers are snubbing the plan because it pays out too late in the building process. The front page of the Irish Daily Star has a photo of a Donegal teenager who saved his younger brother's life by pulling him from a burning bed. The boy's mother says her son's mattress seems to have caught fire from a phone charger. She told the Star that it wasn't a cheap charger and it was plugged directly into the wall, and yet it's still overheated. There are two Christmas animal stories in the Irish Daily Mail this morning. On the front page, they have the headline, Christmas Dinner at Risk After Avian Flu Outbreak. And inside, an update on the Mansion House crib story. The Mail says that Leinster House has said no to the crib being hosted in the grounds there. As one TD says, there's no room at the Oireachtas Inn for the Christmas crib. Another story still running from last week is that of the Garda spotted on the Lewis during the Dublin City Marathon. According to the Irish Daily Mirror, the Garda says he didn't intend to finish the marathon at all and was only taking the Lewis to pick up his gear. With COP27 continuing, a climate scientist quoted in the Irish Daily Star says that Ireland is going to be as warm as the south of France. John Sweeney says winter is now 2 weeks shorter than it was 20 years ago and that Ireland may become a so-called lifeboat economy. We'll be a destination for climate migrants who can no longer live in hotter parts of the world. The Belfast Telegraph has a poll result which will be of interest south of the border. The paper reports that if Stormont is closed for good, most voters up north want the Dublin government to have a say in the running of Northern Ireland. Two science stories in the Irish Independent. In one, researchers from CUH in Cork are investigating links between gut bacteria and diabetes. And beside that, an article in which a professor of psychology from Trinity is predicting that smartphones could be a quick way of spotting the onset of dementia. You could use your phone to track how you're walking or how you type on the phone itself. Quentin Tarantino has been talking scary movies. According to the Irish Daily Star, the man who has produced some of cinema's bloodiest films says that for him, the scariest movie is and always has been a cartoon, a film which he describes as harrowing, and that film is Bambi. And back to the Examiner front page. If you're feeling it tough getting going this morning, take a look at their front page photo. It shows four middle-aged Kerry friends with their tops off, leaning against a wall with a glowering grey sky behind them. They're about to start their daily swim in Finnet and they're smiling broadly.